Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I have got dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of letters that I need to answer that I'm so grateful for receiving. And I have several of these bins, and I am so lucky to have the best audience on YouTube. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I am encouraged by you. And in this program, I want to share some of your encouragement with others. So I'm going to read some of your cards and letters, share some of the goodies and gifts that you've sent me. And if you would like to reach out to me, the address is Peggy Hall, and that is 205 Avenida Del Mar. That's a P.O. Box number 681, San Clemente, California, 92674. I pick up my mail about once a week, and I probably am a little behind in my thank yous. I think I'm answering way back to June, maybe even May. So many of you sent me cards of condolence and in the passing of my beautiful animals. And I want to... and I want to thank you again for sending me that comfort because it helped me so very much. So I want to share with you a handful of these today, and I will share some more next week. And before we do any of that, I want to thank the sponsor of our video, and that is over at dermal1.com/Peggy. If you are like me and you want to put your best foot and your best face forward, then this will be of interest to you because looking younger was once thought to be a luxury that only women who had access to costly professional treatments could enjoy. So basically, it was the rich and famous who could stay ageless. But now there's a game-changing discovery brought to you by a surgeon in California. Here he is, and he has a free tutorial where he explains everything. You can view that at dermal1.com/Peggy. He's going to tell you all about how to fight back against your body's aging switch. So he says that it's possible to slow down the appearance of aging, and most women can easily do it themselves at home with this simple daily action. So the latest anti-aging trend is not aggressive treatments or expensive creams, but what he calls a simple daily ritual that takes less than a minute to perform. So he's going to tell you all about the discovery of a hormone called DHT, and that basically is the molecule that is responsible for the appearance of aging. He'll tell you all about that. Again, the video is here at dermal1.com/Peggy. He'll tell you how you can help your body reduce the effects of the skin aging hormone at home without having to undergo any professional treatments or purchasing any expensive creams or making any other lifestyle changes. This do-it-yourself tutorial has already been viewed, shared, and tested by thousands of women worldwide, I should say. And for the most part, their experience has been quite extraordinary. Of course, everyone is different, and the FDA wants me to remind you that these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All individuals are unique, and as such, your results can and will vary. But women are reporting that they're getting firmer feeling skin, fewer visible wrinkles, and some are reporting thicker looking hair and increased energy. So you'll need to repeat this ritual daily to see the full effects. And if you're interested in looking significantly younger without the cost and hassle of seeing a professional, try this out at home. dermal1.com/Peggy. Friends, I want to share with you a few of the cards and letters and goodies that have come in. I have a longtime healthy American, Cheryl, in Texas. She sent me this beautiful, and she says, happy birthday, love Cheryl. And I'm going to share with you a couple of these gifts that she sent, but her letter was so encouraging. She said, dearest Peggy, happy belated birthday, beautiful lady. Thank you, Cheryl. I apologize that this is late. Time seems to go by faster and it gets me. Does anybody experience that? It seems like as the years go by, the time does go by faster. She says, I pray that you and Pastor David are well. I cannot thank you enough, my friend, for all that you do. Your deep dive, gifts, your Substack articles, your YouTube videos, your peggyhall.tv, and the monthly webinars are super helpful and such a blessing. Friends, if you think you should be invited to that, if you have subscribed or sent in a financial gift, please email us support@thehealthyamerican.org so that we can get you all linked up for the monthly webinars. We benefit tremendously from your dedication to truth, justice, and freedom, and carrying it out with such tenacity, courage, and clarity. Praise God. Yes, even though the evildoers are busy working to implement Satan's age-old mandate of to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And she gave these Bible verses, John 10:10. God promises peace to his children in this wicked world. And that's in the book of John 14:27, Philippians 4:7, and she adds a few more. Peace that is sure and in abundance. Amen. And then she said, I pray that you will enjoy these gifts as a reminder of how much you are loved and appreciated. All right. Did you notice my earrings? I love them. These are from Cheryl, and these are a Monstera leaf. I actually have a little Monstera here. Some of you commented on the Monstera necklace. It's all fashion jewelry, but I do love it. And these are just gorgeous. I love how they go with my blouse. And so she sent me these, and there is a story about that. She said the earrings and the tote bag. So she sent me this wonderful tote bag. I can carry all of my notebooks. Oh my gosh, I'm always hauling stuff around here and there so that I can keep myself organized. Take this when I go shopping. I absolutely love it. The colors, so gorgeous. She said that the tote bag and the earrings were designed by a very sweet African lady that Cheryl visits during the outdoor markets. And she writes, you always look so pretty in earrings, so I thought you might like these. I love them. What do you think, everybody? Aren't they just the best? And then she says the soap. So she sent me this beautiful soap. Oh, it smells so good. It's cedarwood and patchouli. And I just love it. It's made with all these natural ingredients. She said that it is handcrafted by a talented artisan named Mandy, and it's patchouli and cedarwood. She says, those are my favorites. Last but not least, since you love animals as I do, I have included a cute little doggy pin, which is right here, and a little kitty cat notebook. She said, again, happy birthday, my dear. Keep up the great work. The Healthy American is awesome. With love in Christ Jesus. Cheryl, I want to thank you. I remember one of Cheryl's earliest letters, and she said, if we lived in the same town, we would be best buddies. We'd be going out for coffee and all that. And I know we would, Cheryl. You know, I am so blessed because I have Healthy Americans all around the world. And I really do rely on you for your friendship, for your encouragement. I feel like I know you through your letters and your cards. In fact, here's another one. Oh my gosh. If you are on my live streams, then you know Mighty Mom, I think is the name that she goes by. And this is a Healthy American hat. And she's my pen pal. She writes me these wonderful, personal, newsy letters. And this one I just want to share with you. I thought this was so darn adorable. And if you have cats, you're going to understand this card because it says, I taught the cat a trick in honor of your birthday. And then it says, he's not going to do it, of course, not on your birthday, maybe later, probably never. She says, lots of love, Hap. Hap, you bring smiles and sunshine to my day. I love your newsy letters. You know, this is more of a personal nature, so I'm going to keep that private, but let's just say that we have an ongoing correspondence. And you know, I have right over here, she also sends me the most beautiful stamps, and I use those right away in my thank you notes, maybe not right away because I'm a little delayed, but I use them, I should say, all the time in my thank you notes. So thank you, Hap. I appreciate you as a Healthy American, and I am praying for you as you are going through some challenges in your life. All right, here is another one, and this came in from a Healthy American in St. Petersburg, Florida. And this is from Tara. And she said, hello, Peggy. Thank you for all that you do. Look how beautiful that is. That doesn't look like Florida, but it's really beautiful. Let's see. That is South Sister Mountains in Oregon. Let me know if you've ever been there. She says, hello, Peggy. Thank you. Thank you for all that you and your husband do for a better world. You are a rock star. Oh my gosh. Thank you for standing up against the evil that is upon us now. Friends, I want you to receive these messages of encouragement because you are the rock stars coming to this Healthy American channel, participating in the chat, leaving your comments, sharing the videos, standing up for yourself. I may be visible because I've got the YouTube channel, but I want you to be encouraged by these words. That's why I'm sharing it. And she says, you're a rock star for standing up against the evil that is upon us now. Enclosed was sent to homeowners in my community of St. Petersburg, Florida, by the power company Duke Energy. I wonder if all the other power companies all over the U.S. are sending out these letters this month. She said it was a long page, but I copied it for you, wishing you and your family all the best. So basically, she sent me this from her energy bill, and it says that you can go on a fixed bill program where the energy company, first of all, you have to have a whole home centrally controlled electric heating and cooling system. It has to be Wi-Fi connected. Let me know if you have yours on a Wi-Fi. I don't do any of that. It has to be a smart thermostat that controls your HVAC. And then the electric company is going to make adjustments to your smart thermostat during limited periods where the demand for electricity is high. So let's see, they're going to turn down your thermostat when the demands are high, meaning in the time that you need it most is when they're going to turn it down. It says now the temperature adjustments are typically just 1 to 2 degrees cooler, and it occurs only 4 times a month or no more than 4 times a month. And you can override it for a limited number of events if needed. And she said, my Healthy American said, there's no deductions to your bill for allowing them to do this. So why would you do that? Now, let me know if you are on a program like that. I think that this is that incrementalism where they are making it voluntary for now. And it probably is going to be required down the line. I don't like these smart home meters. I'm not going to participate in that. Remember some time ago when all of the millennials and Gen Z were getting Nest, which is the Google home thermostat, and you used your smartphone or your watch or something in order to not only adjust your thermostat, but to get inside your house so that when the electricity went out, you couldn't get inside your house. Yeah. How do you like them apples? Them are pretty rotten apples. Now, this is a very fun card, and this comes from Ken in Morongo Valley, California. It's a beautiful card. Thank you, Ken. I love it. The pink and the little crystals. You guys know me. I'm so grateful. And you know how I think this is so funny. It says, I'll read this to you. It says, the cutie used its appeal to file an appeal. Cuties are those little tangerines that are grown in California, and it shows the little peel. And I know this is in response to my lawsuit where we have kept the option of filing an appeal, even though I stand in victory and I know that the law is on my side and that we were snookered by all of the shenanigans that were going on in the courthouse. The fact, I'm going to bring a video for you next week. The fact that the Board of Supervisors is calling for the resignation of Andrew Dodo Bird, as I call him, very, you know, he's a little nickname, because he is being investigated and his daughter's being investigated by the FBI. I basically broke the story on YouTube. And I did several in-depth videos showing the depth of corruption. And then I asked you to join me in contacting the FBI, the Department of Justice, and many of you did. And the FBI took action and they raided his daughter's home. So I sued this man a couple of years ago for the fraud and corruption that went on with all of this hogwash. And of course, because he is the boss of the judges in the county courthouse, and his wife is the number two judge in the criminal courts, my case basically was tossed around like a hot potato. So we are considering appealing it. It is very expensive. It's expensive, not just in money, but in times of my soul and energy and effort. So let me know what you think about that. I'm still considering it. We do have our options open. I don't even like to use that word. I don't like to ask for money I feel that in many ways, your money and my money could be going toward different things like helping animals and homeless children and other things. But let me know what you think about that. Speaking of animals, look at how adorable this is. Oh my gosh. Have you ever had a golden retriever? I had a golden retriever, Huni, may she rest in peace. And this is from David. It says, remember the old proverb, birthdays are good for you. The more you have, the longer you live. I love that. And he says, dear Peggy, happy birthday. Best wishes, David. That is just so nice. And he's from Seattle, Washington. I have so many healthy Americans in Washington, the state of Washington. Now here is Iowa. Debbie and Diana sent me a very beautiful card and a donation, and I'm so grateful. Remember, all of our donors, I want to thank you for supporting me. So you're invited to our monthly webinar. And this month, it's going to be actually the first Saturday in October. We're pushing the dates a little bit so that I can overcome some of the holiday restrictions and conflicts. And it's 4 p.m. Pacific. We're going to have a healthy American on board, Caroline Chang. And she has gone toe-to-toe with RFK, Bobby. She's got his email. And she's going to tell you why she is so passionate about standing up for those who have been harmed by these jabs. She's got two very heart-wrenching stories of her children and then the frustrations that she's been up against with Bobby. So I hope that Debbie and Diana will be on board for that webinar. And they write, thank you for all of the hard work and all that you do to bring us the truth. God bless you, yours and your husband's ministries to everyone who has ears to hear. Debbie, you know what, Debbie, you're so right. Not everyone has ears to hear. It is frustrating, but I'm never going to stop. And then it says, a note of sincere appreciation for your kindness and hard work. I pray that God bless you and protect you as you boldly speak truth. Jesus, God reigns over all things. Thanks again, Diana. And I really appreciate that. Yes, I do boldly speak the truth and I do pay for it, but you know what? It's a small price to pay. I wouldn't have it any other way. Let me share a couple more. This is from Joyce in Laguna Woods, California. Look at how adorable this is. Donuts. Oh my gosh. I have not had a donut in some time, but this really looks yummy. She says, birthdays are like donuts. Sometimes it's just best not to remember how many you've had. Okay, that's pretty funny. And she says, hi, Peggy, happy birthday. Love, Joyce. Don't give up on your dreams. If cauliflower can be pizza and zucchini can be noodles, then you too can be anything you want. And she's got a picture of herself skydiving. That is amazing. Thank you so much, Joyce. I really appreciate it. All right, let's do another couple here. This came, I'll do that one next time. This comes from Laura, and she is also in California. Beautiful card. Just love that. And she says, dear Peggy, I love how you ask questions. She's got an underline, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. She's got all these. I love it. All the exclamation points. Keep up the great work. You are appreciated big time from one of your many followers in San Juan Capistrano, California. I love you. And she's got the proverb, he who walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. And that is quoted from Proverbs 13:20. Thank you, Laura. You really put a smile on my face. I am so encouraged by you. Look at this gorgeous card. This is just, oh, the turquoise, the shell. And this is, let's see if you can see it. It is a type of, it's called quilling, a quilling card, and it's really artwork, and I'm going to frame it and put it up. And so this comes from Debbie, another Californian and a supporter, financial partner. She says, happy birthday, Peggy. You are such, you are so dedicated and a hard worker. You are incredible. I love you. Oh, I'm just feeling the love, and I hope you are too. I love you, my healthy Americans. I am so blessed. And here is another, Ellen and John, also from the state of Washington, a thank you card and a donation. Dear Peggy, we so appreciate you and the support and love you emanate. That means a lot to me because I think sometimes I might come across a little rough when I get in my righteous anger. So thank you for understanding that, Ellen and John. She says, we are your two fans from Lacey, Washington. We love you. Oh, I just, you know what? I really need this. I thank you so much. I am beyond grateful for your love, for your encouragement. And you know, I get plenty of letters and emails, not so many letters, but comments and emails from people saying, you know, Peggy, I don't see eye to eye with you on everything, but I love your questioning. I want to hear your takes on certain things. You certainly encourage me to dig deeper. And I think that is fantastic. I know that I come across very strong in my views. I tend to be a little bit of a black and white person when I'm looking at certain issues. And I do want to be aware and considerate that we all have different life experiences. We all have lived in different areas. We have had different upbringings, different challenges, different successes, different setbacks, different traumas, different trials. And that's what makes our Healthy American community so rich, so vibrant, and so encouraging. And so I am grateful to all of you for sticking with me all of these years. And let me finish off with this last one. This is from Sue. She's also from California. And it's called A Beautiful Note of Encouragement. And again, that's why I'm sharing these notes, so that you will be encouraged as well. Sue has been a longtime Healthy American. Sue, I'm grateful for all of your letters that you've sent me over the years, along with your little gifts and things that have encouraged me greatly. So she wrote this in July, and she says, first of all, I wanted you to know that I love you for who you are. I grabbed these randomly, and I'm just so, so grateful to feel the love. And I hope that you are feeling it as well, friends. She says, I love you for who you are and what you do to help people. We've communicated before about our cell phones being able to read our minds. I've discovered one source of getting bugged other than the cocktail. I started taking a Touchstone Essentials Zeolite in 2021. Now, I don't know anything about that product, and I'm just reading to you her experience. All right. She says, I saw it advertised at one of the big freedom conferences. It's a detox at the cellular level. I did start documenting the mind reading in 2022. Recently, I discontinued taking this product because I was having another test done and I didn't want any interference. At about the same time, somebody on Facebook put a post about the dangers of zeolite in terms of the nanotechnology. Well, after I stopped taking the zeolite, the mind reading stopped. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it's not like when you were having a discussion about going somewhere and then that ad popped up on your phone. This is when you're thinking of something and your phone knows it, and then YouTube or your emails, or you start getting information about this thing that you were thinking about. I did videos on that previously that you can look at. And let me know if that has happened to you. It's happened to me many times. She writes, on another note, a friend of mine was renewing the licenses for her two dogs at a private animal shelter. When she mentioned the certificates for the rabies, the clerk said, oh, we already have that info from your vet. She's like, how did you get that from my vet? They said it was the law. So I called my vet and they said, yes, they forward all of that info automatically to the licensing agency. And then Sue writes, aren't my vet records private? And this private shelter isn't even a government agency. And then she said, thirdly, I watched your videos on the rabies, the spay, the neuter, and the retractable leashes, because I have very strong opinions about that. And I talked about how my viewpoint really evolved over the years. And so again, I come out kind of strong on my opinions. And then she says, I've heard some of the talk against spay and neuter. That goes against everything and all I have known in my life. And I am almost 80. However, I reserve judgment, and thanks to you, I will keep listening and keep researching. We have been lied to so much, and I have a more open mind about things I have believed most of my life. God bless you, my sister in Christ, Sue. I love this letter. Thank you, Sue. on so many levels. And when I was talking about the spay and neuter, I was saying that it's not the answer in every single case. I've been involved in animal rescue for many years. I've donated so much money to the causes because that is my passion. And when I think about the number of animals that I know that have been harmed in these operations that weren't necessary for that particular animal. It was an older animal. It was not going to be at dog parks. There was no risk to that animal of becoming pregnant or impregnating another animal. So it concerned me that certain animals that had already been through a lot, that were found on the street, that were malnourished, they wouldn't allow them out of the shelter until they were spayed. And in some cases, they died on the operating table. You can listen to Dr. Karen Becker, who is a veterinarian. I don't think I pronounced that correctly because one of my healthy Americans said she's married to a vet, and I think it's veterinarian. I don't know. I'll just say vet. But Dr. Becker also talked about the spay and neuter and how she doesn't believe that it is the only solution. I also take issue. Well, I did a video on that already, but the bigger point that I wanted to make was that Sue, who listened to that video, which was against everything that she had learned in her 80 years of spay and neuter, spay and neuter, spay and neuter. She's like, I'm going to look into this a little more deeply and I'm going to think about that. That is fantastic. And that's how we learn and grow. You may come to the conclusion that my opinion is wrong. Absolutely have your own opinion. Ideally, it's going to be based on your research and synthesis of information and situations and experiences and evidence and reality. That's all I ask. So many things we have been told, we just receive and accept without questioning. So I've been questioning a lot of these things and I will continue to do so. All right, friends, I feel my voice going. I've got so many more things to share with you. I'm going to continue to do this weekly because I've got these wonderful letters and cards and words of encouragement that I want to share with you so that you'll be encouraged as well. And I want to thank you for being a part of our Healthy American community. I'm grateful that you have persisted with me. Thank you for watching this video. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend and that you'll step away from the spin cycle and all of the headlines and focus on your furry family if you have one or your two-footed family members and do something that brings you joy this weekend. Thanks, everyone, and I'll look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.